Hi there, my name's Lauren Farraker, and I'm the host of the Woof Life Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Woof, it means welcome. We're just so excited that you're here. Today we have such an exciting and just inspiring, I would say, episode chatting with three incredible women who started a company called Pearls for Pups. And they had the idea that they wanted to give back and support rescue dogs in a very interesting and compelling way. And the genesis of that really became actually becoming a nonprofit and working and partnering with rescues, supporting their fundraisers, creating incredible products. Before you listen to this episode, I highly encourage you to go to pearlsforpups.com. Look through their stuff. I mean, they have little pearls that are named after dog breeds. I'm just so in love with this concept. And then they've also taken their rescue advocacy and really started to create merchandise that helps promote rescue, which obviously, as the Woof Life Show, we are such a fan of. So please enjoy my conversation with Jenna Page and Becky. They are a mom and two sisters that are so entertaining and just doing so much good in this world. And we appreciate and admire what they're doing, and they inspire us. Here's our chat with Pearls for Pups. Also, if we could ask for a quick favor, please rate, subscribe, and share this podcast with your pup-loving friends. We would so appreciate it. Thanks so much. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for taking the time. I'm so excited to chat with you, and I'm such a fan of your guys' social media page. It's so fun, everything that you guys are doing.
Thank you. We're excited too.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, and I've come up with more questions since I emailed, which I tend to do, but I promise this will be fun, lighthearted, all of those things.
Yep.
No Perfect. Problem. Awesome. Well, so tell me about how kind of this all came together. I think it's such a great concept. I mean, obviously, I'm really a fan aesthetically of everything that you guys are producing, but also just how you're giving back. The amount that you've given back is absolutely incredible and something that we definitely need to talk about. And so really, really curious on how this all came together, because it's pretty incredible for mother and some daughters to come up with something like this.
Thank you. Yeah. This is Jenna. I'll field this one. So we have always had dogs in the family. We're dog people through and through. So they mean the world to us. They're our family members. And when I adopted Chapel, we really were, you know, thinking about how we could help in the dog rescue community. We already had multiple dogs in our home, and those our dogs. We love them to pieces. They're the best, but they are not super welcoming to new dogs into the
Got
pack.
It.
So fostering really is how we wanted to help, and it wasn't really an option for us for the, you know, the well-being of and mental health of us trying to deal with, you know, dogs meeting each other. And, you know, we have to put our dogs' well-being, you know, that's at the heart of our decisions, too. So we wanted to do what was best for them. So we really had to be creative about how we could participate and make a difference in rescue, since, you know, we couldn't really do it the traditional way. we had dabbled in making pearl earrings years before just for fun. Like, it was just a kind of a jewelry hobby.
Okay.
And I think the name really came to us. The name really came to us before anything else. It was just all like, pearls for pups, how cute. You know, we should sell earrings and donate the proceeds.
Yeah.
And we did a small batch for a local rescue in Highland, Maryland at the time. Actually, they might have been out of Elk City, but they're local to Maryland. And we sold a bunch of earrings and, you know, turned over a big profit for them within the first, you know, month or two. And but we thought that this really could be a good way to help rescues generate income. And that's something that we could help with. And so we got started locally, and then, but we just, you know, decided to expand because having an online presence, really that reach has allowed us to grow exponentially over the past couple of years, and work with more rescues across the U.S. So yeah, that's really in a nutshell how we got started. It was a pretty, just like that aha moment that, oh, this actually works, and you know,
yeah,
people may be into this, and it's cute and it's quirky and it's catchy, and we didn't know anything kind of quite like it.
Yeah.
So we luckily had my sister Paige is a graphic designer, and then my mom is she's a hairdresser, but she's super creative in nature, and she's a great networker, and we have the pearls up at the salon space. So like, I guess everyone combined bringing their individual talents, you know, kind of set us up for success, I think.
That's awesome. I mean, that's pretty cool. Yeah. That you guys are each playing on, it sounds like, your strengths to be able to kind of mm-hmm. combine on this. That's super great.
Exactly.
Wow. That's so cool. And I also think that there's something so fundamental to what I love in terms of what you guys have created, because I think a lot of times people have an association with rescue. It's very kind of dirty, grimy, all of those things. And mm-hmm. so for you guys to be creating something that it totally looks like something I would buy at like J. Crew, just saying. And I'm
thank you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, such a fun brand, such a great mission, such great kind of marketing. But in the fact that it's giving back to rescue, I think it's so almost unexpected in like the way that I'm mm-hmm. just stupid obsessed with it, which is incredible.
Awesome.
That's so exciting. Thank you.
Of course. And when did you guys get started with this?
Well, let's see. So I think we officially became a 501c3 in 2017. I think we started dabbling in about 2016, but in January 2017, we went full 501c3 with the online presence and all of that good stuff. So
oh, wow.
Two
okay.
and a half years in now.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's absolutely incredible. So in the family dynamic, I cannot imagine working with my family like this, but how does that all work? Because I think that that's such an interesting part to your story too.
Yeah, this is Paige. I'll take this one. I think the three of us are super similar in a lot of ways. Like, people probably can't tell our voices apart sometimes, even our family members. I think like any family sort of owned business, you know, it's good and I don't want to say bad at times, but it's sort of nice to have people that you know and you trust that you can bounce ideas off of. You know,
completely.
Jenna and Mom are always available at any time, 10 o'clock at night, 3 o'clock in the morning if you need them. So it's always nice to just sort of know that you have this sort of, you know, support system. And I think it keeps us close, you know, now that Jenna and I are grown adults, as much as Mom wouldn't like to think so, we are. it just does a good job of keeping us close. I mean, we're in constant contact, you know, texting. all day, every day, pretty much. And yeah, it's just nice to have a support system you can trust, for sure.
That's so great, because it's also, I would think, and I in no way want to project this, but also if your cause is supporting rescue, I would think that any argument or maybe dispute would just kind of almost be like water off a duck's back, because you're just doing something so good, even if any tempers or anything happened.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, even if there is the slightest disagreement between us, it's you know, we'll you know, our feelings aside, how are we going to raise the most money for the dog? And ultimately, that's the decision that we go with.
Oh, that's so great.
That's the most important thing. That's our goal.
Yeah, and I love that it's so kind of completely core to who you guys are, why you started this and everything like that. So I also am very much obsessed with the fact that you guys are a nonprofit. And so I didn't know if someone could actually educate, because I think a lot of times people with dog brands are mostly for profit, but they will give money back. And you guys have taken such a different approach in terms of Pearls for Pups, and I'm kind of curious if anyone wanted to speak to why that was so important to you guys, because I think that that's such a differentiator for you guys.
Yeah, sure.
John, you can take that.
I'll speak to this one. So originally we had you know, thought about doing a similar approach to some of the other organizations that, you know, have a for-profit business with a portion of the sales donated to rescue. I think what actually, I like to approach it, you know, like if I were a small business owner, but I want to generate the, you know, the most money for dogs, I actually was thinking mostly that if we were a tax-exempt organization, we were really going to make more of an impact than if we were not. And if we were a small business, there's a lot of additional fees that go on top of that.
You have
additional business. Yeah, if you have your business taxes, and you have taxes on all the supplies, you know, you buy, and et cetera. So really, I think when we approached it, it was the mindset of how can we make the organization the most effective, and becoming a 501c3 to solidify that, you know, this is our purpose. And because our purpose really, you know, truly is to give back, that was the best way to do so for our bottom line, for sure. And for us, I mean, it's really not about making money for any of us. No, neither my mom nor sister or I wanted to profit from it regardless anyway. You know, it started as more of a hobby. We thought it would be kind of a small organization, but we've turned around, you know, a lot of funds over the past 2 years. I think we're just over 77,000 now donated. So really the 501c3 is important, and we do give back 100% of the net proceeds from the business now, from the corporation. So we keep the portion of what it costs us to make the jewelry so that we can reinvest it.
And yeah, of course.
Make more, you know, that keeps the wheel going. So we do make sure to take that out of what, you know, we donate, but we give back the rest, and we try to be pretty transparent about what's being given back. We have a list of all of the donations made to date on our site.
And all of that
good stuff. But it's, yep, every penny goes right back into the business or goes out the door to dogs in need.
Perfect. And how do you guys kind of determine which rescue that you guys are going to partner with? Because I would think from the outside, because you guys have such a great social media presence, that you may want to partner with more of a savvy kind of rescue organization. But kind of what does that process look like? And I don't know if you have any anecdotes of the impact of your $77,000 and that donation and what that's kind of meant for these rescues.
Yeah, I'll start with this one, and Paige and Mom, if you want to add anything at the end, because I might miss something. But
sure.
The process really starts, so there's a form on our website that rescues can go to fill out a form, and it gives us some important information about them. We verify that they're a nonprofit, and then we schedule based on availability. I mean, we're already booking into 2020, so there's definitely a lot of rescue interest. We really don't discriminate. If a rescue approaches us, if they're itty bitty and they have 50 followers, you know, if they don't have a great social media presence, we do what we can, and we really try not to discriminate. I don't think we've turned anyone away to date. We'll work. You know, if you're out there doing good, we want to support you.
Yeah, so, no, that's great.
So we really try and work with everyone.
That's awesome. So I guess that in your partnership with rescues and as rescue advocates, I would say about you guys, I hope that term, you like that. I've been asking people on the podcast a couple of questions, and I'm just kind of curious to hear your guys' thoughts. So I think that a lot of times rescue animals have a tendency to be associated with, like, the Sarah McLachlan ads, like very, very broken, sad creatures, all of that. I'm looking at my super peppy, happy 13-year-old rescue yeah. who just won't quit. She's the Energizer Bunny. But I'm kind of curious on your guys' thoughts, because you've taken such a different fashion forward, fun approach, quirky, all of those things in terms of how you are helping rescue. So kind of curious on how you guys kind of generically feel about rescue, because I think it's changed so much since even 2016 when you guys started.
Yeah, this is Paige. I'll touch on this one. I think that we just kind of are continuing to be ourselves, and this is, you know, our personal way of helping. And, you know, it just so happens that, you know, like you said earlier, you would, you know, see this stuff or buy this stuff out of a J. Crew catalog. And that's sort of, you know, some of our inspiration. You know, we're all very fashion forward. At least we like to think we are. and, you know, we just kind of help out in any way we can. And this is, we're going to do it our way, you know?
Yeah, I love that.
Try and touch as many people as we can. And I think that you're right. I think there is sort of that stigma on one half of the spectrum, that it's, you know, this, you know, sort of like dirty, these like poor dogs held up in shelters and that kind of thing. And I would hope that what we're doing is sort of shedding a new light on that. And, you know, showing people that there can be a happy ending.
And it can be stylish, can be lifestyle. I think that as long as that stigma, and this is how I personally feel, as long as there is a stigma that you have to take a risk on something that's incredibly broken and bring that into your home, I don't think that the equation ever works, because you will always see that thing as a damaged animal, no matter the transformation that you provide. If you kind of go into it with that lens, I think that if you're going in that you're meeting your partner in life and maybe they've had a couple bumps, bruises, any of those things, and a backstory that is not, you know, something that you're incredibly would want to tout on the rooftops, I think that that's a part of the journey. And I think dogs are also so resilient. I'm sure that in your support of rescues, you guys hear about all of those stories, because I think dog rescue almost shows the best and worst of humanity all in kind of one.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree. And I think that, you know, for those people who either can't or it it breaks their heart too much, or they, you know, they don't have the time to rescue these poor helpless dogs. You know, purchasing earrings through Pearls for Pups can be their way to help those dogs, even if they can't physically do anything.
Of course.
And that was sort of our goal too, is, you know, we can only give so much, but how can we help more? And this is what we came up with.
That's incredible. I don't know if anyone else wants to kind of go on that question about the kind of stigmas against rescues, but, or we can move on.
Yeah, I can add to that a little bit.
Okay.
It's I think what we've done is we've built a rather cool community of people who love to help, but maybe kind of don't know how to involve themselves, or maybe don't even have time, because fostering, you know, a dog can be a huge time commitment, but maybe they have some funding that they can, you know, help. And I think we've created this little culture, and I think we have a pretty cool niche on it. And I think people enjoy being a part of something that brings awareness as well as helping the dog community with these poor animals who need so much funding. It's incredible the amount of money it takes to get these dogs under care. Be it surgery or even, you know, teeth.
And the transportation costs, I mean, I've talked to...
All of it is just incredible.
It's the amount of cost is so incredible. And part of the reason that I'm late to talk to you guys is because I'm trying to help with a transport of a dog who was in a pretty horrific situation in Louisiana, that it kind of, she has the odds completely against her and she needs to be transported. Otherwise, it's just probably a health issue is going to take her. And she's kind of overcome so much that it's just daunting. I don't know how people do it, because I think that, kind of similar to you guys, I've taken this edge approach with the podcast in terms of kind of showing the halo effect of dog rescue and showing all of the people that are supporting that cause, whether they are in the trenches kind of or not, basically, is kind of,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think it's so important.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and then they can spread the love through these cute little, you know, gifts for, you know, the holidays, and knowing that it's going to a really good cause.
Yeah. Completely. And so tell me about, kind of in terms of the operational function, you guys create super great designs. So there is a collection that is all named after dog breeds. And then you also have the unicorn project. So kind of tell me about how the product and kind of the Golden Retriever and the Irish Setter. I was having so much fun looking through your site. I highly recommend it.
Thank you. Yeah, so the pearls were our original collection. So the Pearls for Pups are all named after dog breeds, and we just, you know, we assigned breeds based on kind of the look and feel of each pearl. And that was really fun for us, and I think it's fun for people to shop.
Completely. Oh my God. Yeah.
Breeds. Yeah, and then we expanded into the crystals collection, just because we know pearls aren't necessarily for everyone. So we do have the crystals collection. We lovingly call them crystals for canines, even though it's not like an official title. So the crystals are named after some dog friends of ours that we've made in the rescue community, and it's just a fun way to connect with people in that rescue arena, on a little bit more of like a personal level. So we have those, and then those actually are all, they all can be applied to like a weekend fundraiser that rescues can schedule with us. The Unicorn Project, which is our newer line or collection, that changes up more frequently than the others. That one came about because we, you know, we we like to generate these funds for the rescues, but then we have almost like all of our money going out the door.
Yeah.
So it leaves us with enough to like restock, and that's it. And it didn't give us a lot of cushion for dogs that we happened to see and didn't have enough money in our back pocket to be able to step up and say like, okay, here's, you know, $250 or $500 or whatever it is for this dog that, you know, needs someone to fund it today. Like kind of with those emergency situations. So the Unicorn Project, those funds are, they get earmarked for special need dogs that we see, whether they're, you know, they're stuck in a shelter and we just need to sponsor some money so that a rescue will pull them, because a lot of times that's enticing. So a rescue knows that they'll have some,
yeah,
you know, some money in their back pocket when they pull that dog, or whether a dog's in the shelter and needs, you know, emergency medical care and that, you know, the shelter is paying for that out of pocket, or, you know, the dog needs heartworm treatment and it would be, they would be more appealing to be either adopted or rescued if they had funding for them, sponsored. So yeah, the Unicorn Project is,
it's just
earmarked for us so that we can have a little bit of funds in reserve, for dogs that we see, and we can use that money as we see fit, rather than, you know, just giving it to the rescue and then the rescue decides, you know, how it's used, which it's super important, but we wanted to have that flexibility and that freedom for the one-offs that we see.
Yeah.
We see them every day, but when we can help, we'd like to be able to help.
Completely. And I also think that, social media is so powerful for raising the mm-hmm. awareness of those unicorns, which I love the term, because a purposeful dog rescue in LA refers to all of their rescues as unicorns. So I just,
yes, we saw that. Yeah. It's so cute.
So, and they have a ton of special needs dogs, within that rescue. Mm-hmm. And so I just think it's such a great term, and how rescue dogs should be seen as opposed to creatures that are damaged and all of that, because I think that they are such unicorns.
Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, when you see the dog, they're obviously not at their best. They're usually in a crowded shelter. They're scared. You know, they're at their worst, and it kind of sheds that light on them. We get to see a lot of after pictures, and it's like the dog is, you know, totally transformed once they're out of that situation, you know, and they're more comfortable and, you know, not under all that anxiety, you know, they totally transform. And that's the happy ending that we like to, you know, be a part of.
Completely.
But, so that project, the funds just, you know, help get those dogs from the sad and helpless and needy to the, you know, I'm free and going on to bigger and better things and, you know, happy things.
Yeah, completely. Because I think that, and to kind of tie up that kind of rescue conversation with the Sarah McLachlan ad, I think that if you don't see that transformation of the unicorn, I think you're only telling a part of the story, which is not the comprehensive part, which I think is, you know, the incredible work that these rescues do. There's so much tireless, you know, matchmaking, the training, everything like that, to make it so that that dog can seamlessly transition, that it's almost becomes kind of thankless work, just in terms of the lens of the Sarah McLachlan ads. And I think that if you're
kind of
taking that other approach, it's, you're always going to win, basically, is my mm-hmm. opinion.
Yes, definitely. We agree.
Awesome. So, you guys also have a featured pup program. So tell me a little bit about that, because the level of diligence that you guys are working with rescues, like, you're really kind of comprehensively partnering with rescues, which I really love and admire. It's got to be a lot of work.
You want me to grab this one?
Yeah, go for it.
Jenna has a lot of the direct connections to the rescues themselves, and she'll find one out there that pulls some heartstrings and needs some help, and she will pull it together, and Paige will use her magic for her graphic design and pull it up on the promotion page and bring some awareness to that dog in particular, or just bring some traffic to the site so that people can help. I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I found myself, as I was playing on your site, you just kind of get lost. And I think that the mission in terms of how you're helping rescues, your mission of doing it in a stylish, fun way that's quirky, I think it all just is, it's such a fun experience. And I really, really commend you guys, because I think that very few kind of entities bring that all together in one.
Oh, thank you.
We like to use the platform for more than just, you know, selling. We really do want to shed that light on dogs. So we kind of use the website and the traffic that's already, you know, going through the website to promote a pup. Every once in a while, we change them out and we'll do a new featured pup. I think coming up here, we'll probably be changing it so that it's a new pup with every weekend fundraiser. So as the weekend fundraiser is happening, a puppy from that rescue is featured on the site. And we used to do it that way before, but we kind of lost track of it because it's a lot to keep up with. You're right, to change it every every week and get the story behind the dog, and we need high quality photos. Like, it's just a whole other layer to put on top of it. But that's the goal for that page, is to really like push awareness for a dog from the current fundraiser, just to, you know, to drive it home.
Yeah, completely. And I absolutely love that. And so, kind of tying off, how is social media kind of supported to help you guys with this mission and allowed you guys to really get the word out in terms of being able to seamlessly kind of help rescues, help rescue dogs, and just kind of better the lives of these pups?
Hey, you want to take this one?
Okay.
Or I can. It's up to you.
No, I can talk about social media. I think, especially in this day and age, 2019, you know, everything has to do with technology. Everything is online. And the single and best way that we know to get our message out there and to connect with people pretty much around the world is through social media. So, you know, we update our website as frequently as we can. We don't do a lot of print stuff because it doesn't seem to reach the majority, the vast amounts of people that are out there. So we find that social media is the best outlet to touch as many people as we can and get our message out there as far as we can.
Got it. And you guys also have created, with the incredible graphic design skills, some of my favorite stickers that I have seen that help rescue dogs. Everyone needs to check these out, because it's funny, because I have sensitive skin, so I have one ear that kind of closed up, but I was like, I just want to buy all of your stickers. Like, they're super cute.
Thank you. We've had a lot of fun with the stickers. They're such like a cool creative project, you know, outside of the jewelry realm, we love them.
Yeah, they're absolutely incredible. Please put them on some merchandise or something, a sweatshirt, because I need to wear that. Like, it needs to be more than a sticker.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Okay, good. Thank God. Just tell me when it's done. And you guys also have fun necklaces that is like the Mutt Love. I absolutely love that, because it's just having fun with rescue, and I think it should be fun, and I think you guys have captured so much of that character.
Thank you. Yeah, we wanted to have a lot of personality and we want them to, you know, have like a little a little oomph behind it. We, the stickers, of course, all have, you know, the adopt and effing, you know. So
that's my favorite one. That, like, yeah.
Yeah. So we're kind of taking our designs, you know, out there to be fun and a little bold, which we like. So we're going to do some more, like, play on that kind of stuff for the remainder of the year, and just super fun.
Perfect. Perfect. I think fortune favors the bold. I think when I saw that a sticker, yeah, the adopt an effing dog, I was just, because yeah, I say that so much on Facebook, because I'm always, right, like, I try to be in these rehome Facebook things, and I just need, mm-hmm, to get, like, that to be a sticker that I'm going to paste in, like, whenever someone's, yeah, like, oh, I'm looking for to buy a Frenchie or something, I'm just going to be like, adopt. Right. So, that's, yes.
That's, it's perfect.
Absolutely incredible.
Love it.
This is, it's so much fun. And I appreciate and admire both how much you guys have donated. $77,000 is absolutely nothing to sneeze at. That's so incredible in terms of your impact and thinking about how many rescues you've been able to help and how many dogs' lives that you've impacted with that amount of funds is just incredible. I commend you all.
Thank you. Appreciate it sincerely.
You guys all do have very similar sounding voices. So it's going to be, right, funny, yeah, as I am editing this to try to figure out, I'm going to be like, oh, I think that was Paige. I think that was, I'll get it all figured out. But I, I'm going to figure out how to get my ear re-pierced so I can buy all of them. If you guys end up doing like a Mutt Pearl collection and have like a Border Lab thing, just let me know, because I will be your number, yeah, one customer on that.
We will let you know.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys so much for what you've done. I think it's such a fun concept. Such a fun personality that really pops out from the webpage as well as your social media presence. I would highly recommend for everyone to follow you guys. I just think it's so much fun.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Of course.